Thank you, Brad, and good morning. A Eureka police officer was forced to back off a high-speed chase following an attempted traffic stop at C and 7th Streets in Eureka on Monday afternoon. The driver, later identified as 23-year-old Stephen Upton of Eureka, decided to flee in his truck instead of pulling over and raced up 7th Street at a high rate of speed. The officer reported Upton ran red lights, swerved around other vehicles, nearly collided with other cars, and managed to elude the pursuing officer somewhere near 7th and Myrtle. The vehicle was later found parked near Cooper's Gulch, and officers searched the area on foot for Upton but were unable to locate him. At about 3:30 in the afternoon yesterday, Upton called to report his vehicle had been stolen, and the officer in the original pursuit met him at Wabash and C Streets. The officer recognized Upton as the driver and arrested him on several charges, including felony evasion, resisting arrest, and several traffic violations, and he was booked into county jail. The sheriff's office was notified of a drowning victim in the Ill River near 1800 Riverwalk Drive in Fortuna on Sunday. Deputies learned that 23-year-old Viloa Siligi, a member of the California Conservation Corps, decided to swim across the Ill River and back with his friends. However, he suddenly was unable to swim and began yelling for help. An off-duty deputy from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office spotted Siligi and jumped into the water. The deputy, along with Saligi's friends, pulled him to shore and performed CPR until medical personnel arrived. Siligi was transported to the Redwood Memorial Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The sheriff's office received a call of a 32-year-old woman requiring assistance in the surf about 75 yards out at the north end of Shelter Cove near Abalone Point on Sunday. Authorities responded to the scene, and the Shelter Cove Fire Department reached the woman in the surf to enact life-saving measures, but she was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators learned that the woman went into the surf voluntarily when she appeared to drown for unknown reasons. The coroner's office will release the victim's identity after notification of next of kin. And the sheriff's office was notified of a vehicle attempting to force another vehicle off the road southbound Highway 101 near College of the Redwoods on Sunday night. One of the victims, a 28-year-old female, was staying with her sister in Eureka when she received text messages from her recently divorced husband, 34-year-old Eureka resident Tong Nguyen. The two women decided to leave the area and were driving south on U.S. 101 when they saw Nguyen drive up behind them in a truck and attempt to force them off the road, including stopping his truck and blocking both lanes of the highway. CHP officers were able to locate Nguyen in his pickup truck on Singley Road, and he was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon and booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County Board of Supervisors meets today in a regularly scheduled meeting, and one item at the top of the consent calendar is a proclamation honoring Danielle Vigil Maston as the newly elected tribal chair for the Hoopa Tribe. The board will ratify the certificate of recognition honoring Vigil Maston as her new tenure begins. And the board will also hear a presentation of the parvo outbreak in southern Humboldt. The parvo virus can be deadly to dogs and is highly contagious, being spread from dog-to-dog contact. Dr. Peterson, a veterinarian, and Kim McPherson from the Garberville Redway Veterinary Clinic will be on hand to discuss the issue. The cause of the outbreak has been traced to the nomadic nature of homeless encampments and their infected animals. With homeless traveling with their animals to all areas of the county, a wider outbreak is feared. The meeting begins at 9 a.m. in board chambers. And Arcata police confiscated about $1,100 worth of heroin after contacting a man on probation and searching his residence. Officers contacted 71-year-old Donald Poor at his residence on I Street in Arcata on Monday, and a search turned up a half ounce of heroin packaged for sale, along with evidence indicating drug sales activity. Poor was arrested and booked on a possession charge and a probation violation. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.